This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Situation is getting absolutely insane. We'll cover that from the border with video feeds. If you're a radio listener, infowars.com/show to find the free video feeds and audio feeds and podcasts. But right now we open the phones up to commercial pilots, Air Force pilots, missile system operators. They all concurred with what I've noticed from the news and doing research and watching Discovery Channel, History Channel, and my dad being a pilot and flying in the cockpit with other pilots, that somebody ordered that plane through that restricted airspace. Or it's the Malaysian Airlines' fault, and they're now saying they directed it through there. But airlines can't direct you through a no-fly zone. Folks, when I was a kid, if my dad even got near airspace, they would say identify yourself when you were 3 miles away from it. And he'd say, I'm flying through here, blah, 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 to go here. And they go, thank you. You know, just such and such. And I remember one time there was some storms because they would pop up, you know, in the summer. And I remember them saying, oh, you can go ahead and fly over our airspace. You know, fly on heading such and such, such and such. But sometimes they'd say, nope, you can't fly, you know, by here. And my dad would have to land, as I said earlier. That was my experience. We just confirmed it with all these pilots and air traffic controllers and people. But again, where are the headlines asking all this? Let's talk to Tom in Baltimore, then Ron, John, and others. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I just wanted to elaborate a little bit on what one of your previous callers had stated about the jets possibly shuttling that craft over a bit. I had thought that since day one that might be a possibility. I had that in mind because when I was a police officer, we would have a lot of local news helicopters figure out from time to time where attack units were operating. When I was in tech, usually we were doing sensitive operations. We didn't want them shadowing us everywhere we went. They were giving away our position. So we would call one of our helicopters to come, and they didn't have to contact them by radio. They would spot them up at night sometimes, or they would just fly by and nudge them. My thinking is, if you've got several fighter jets flying aggressively by your plane, you're not going to have any radio contact whatsoever, which might be what they had in mind. You're going to steer clear of where those fighter jets are operating, the same way the news helicopters would clear out when our chopper would buzz them or spot them up. It makes perfect sense. And you have no record of any communication telling them to do anything. They would just do it.
Wow. What does your gut overall tell you is going on here?
You know, I'll tell you what, you can't believe anything that you hear from the politicians or the news, or we used to call it in court, a fruit of the poisonous tree. You know, once they tell you and feed you so many lies, you can't take anything that they say as factual or truthful at all. You know, they've done it to themselves. So it's really a guessing game. It certainly, though, appears that, like you said, you know, we've traditionally not been big fans, this country, of Russia, but they certainly seem to be operating in the way that we had always strived to operate. They're doing things that the United States used to do when I was a younger man, and I can't fault them for that. So, you know, right now the credibility has to go with them. I mean, that's just called the way I see it.
I agree with you. Plus, they don't stand a game from shooting this airliner down.
We've
That's a big one right there. I mean, look who stands to gain and how the war propaganda was so ready. We got Glenn Spencer coming up. If you guys can hold Ron, John, and Clay, I want to get to you, or we can get your number and call you back. We're going to go to Glenn Spencer on the border, then the Drudge Report piece, but I'll get to your calls, Tom Hook or Crook.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I come to you from FEMA Region 6. That's why we have that intro liner. Coming to you from deep behind enemy lines, the federal government's run by the Ford Foundation. For 60 years, they've taught in Latin America that the U.S. is evil and must fall, and that socialism is the way to go. To create an anti-Americanism that can be attached to the Democratic Party. Now Obama has implemented the planned implosion of the border that Glenn Spencer at AmericanPatrol.com, American Border Patrol, has predicted year after year after year. You've heard him here. I don't know, at least 12, 13 years. He's been, no longer than that. He's been coming on about 15 years. And he's the first guy to launch drones on the border, even before the government did. He moved from California right there to Arizona. We have an incredible video feed. If you're a listener on the radio, you can go to Infowars.com/show if you're near a computer or have one of your, quote, smartphones, and you can see the HD video. I mean, his Skype is just incredibly clear. And you can see the Mexican border right behind him and the drug cartel smuggling shack for people and drugs. And He has predicted this all along, a collapse of the border, the de facto amnesty causing a giant flood, and then race war being implemented as the next phase to break the country up. He's warned of Mecha, La Raza, all of it, and the Spanish media is promoting this. Most Hispanics that I know are just absolutely against this and are very patriotic Americans, but the Latin Americans and the Mexicans, a large percentage of them, just really believe it. And they've been sold that it's kosher and acceptable. So he joins us now from the border to break down what's happening there now, Glenn Spencer, but also to give us his take on how he predicted this in hundreds of articles, videos, and thousands of interviews, dozens of them here. He's probably been with us over 100 times. Glenn, I tell you, when I first started interviewing you back in like 1999 and stuff, I thought you were out there even for my show. And, boy, you know what you're talking about, buddy.
Well, Alex, you're spot on. And your introduction and the Ford Foundation, I think it's even worse than what you said. Thanks for having me on. And hello from the Arizona-Mexico border and over my right shoulder and to your left. You might be able to see a building down there. That is a warehouse used by the Mexican cartels to store their drugs.
Let's talk a little bit about where you live and what you've seen and then get your expert take on what this Obama operation is. Our reporters proved 5 weeks ago with DrudgeReport.com that indeed the Border Patrol gets them off the buses, loads them on buses, gives them vouchers, and drops them wherever they want to go inside the interior.
Right. Well, I'm on the Mexican border. I have a ranch. I gave up on California 12 years ago, Alex. I came out here to do the battle right on the front line. I ended up with a ranch, a little over 100 acres, right here. My neighbor to the south is Mexico. What you see to the in back of me is the San Pedro River that flows out of Mexico north to the Gila River, then into the Colorado, and it is a major smuggling corridor. Right now, there are probably people in there carrying drugs. What I have done since I started down here, we started up American Border Patrol, and you're right. We patrol the border. We send video. We were the first to use unmanned aerial vehicles here on the border. We are the reason the U.S. Border Patrol started using them, because we embarrassed them about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. We shamed them into doing it. We've done a lot of things. Of course, you'll never know about us because the mainstream media refuse to report on what we do. If you go on AmericanBorderPatrol.com and you look over to the left, you'll see a little red arrow. If you click on that, people are amazed that what opens up is a map of the Southwest and every one of the Border Patrol sectors. Now, you can click on a sector, and a map will pop up, and you can see a code that shows what's on the border, what kind of fence is down there. Then you'll see little dots, little numbers, and you can click on that, and you can get an actual aerial photograph of what the border fence looks like from Brownsville, Texas, the Gulf of Mexico, all the way out to the Pacific Ocean. This is the best-kept secret in America. And people go in, and they click on that, and their mouths drop open. They say, that's not a fence. You can step right over it. Most of what it is down there is just that. Now, my neighbor over here, John Ladd, he has 10 miles of frontage on the Mexican border. They built a fence that is so cheap, you can cut through it in 20 minutes. And I have John is a good friend of mine. He has had in the last 18 months, 42 times they have cut through his fence, driven drugs loads across his ranch, cut fences, his cows are all over the place, and they caught one load. Never caught anybody. So that'll tell you that right there, a major drug cartel smuggling operation, Americans don't know.
And now in Texas, it's reported today by Fox News, the Border Patrol was fired on by automatic weapons fire, suppressive fire, to get shipments of illegals across, I guess, to be delivered to the Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol basically had to run and hide. And reportedly, the rules of engagement are just stand down and let the drug cartels attack you. I mean, this is just out of control.
They're sitting ducks in the river there. You know, we just flew down there. I was down in June, and then I went back last week with a local photographer from our newspaper here. I hired him to go with me because we couldn't believe what we saw. I took a GoPro camera and flew along the Rio Grande River in my Cessna 206, hanging out up on the wing. And I got back, and I looked at that video, and I said, what? First of all, I flew for 40 miles and saw one Border Patrol, a patrol boat. But I got back, and I saw all these, there are fences on top of the levee. Now remember, a levee's there to stop the river from running off of its banks and flooding the inland farms and towns. Now, a levee can also be used to stop people from flooding over the banks of the river. And they actually started back in 2007 to build fences on top of those levees. And they spent hundreds of millions of dollars doing that. And I was there. We did an aerial survey, part of our Operation Beef, back in 2009. And you can go on American Border Patrol and look at that map I was telling you about. Look at some of those pictures of the immense, enormous construction projects that they were building up the walls next to the levee, then backfilling them so they could have a fence, and that would stop everybody. Well, I went back with my GoPro camera, and I flew along, and here were all these fences, but there were huge gaps in them, and I couldn't figure out what they were. So I took a photographer with a zoom lens, and we went back there, and we found out after landing and talking to some Border Patrol agents and getting some ground photographs, there were supposed to be electric gates installed on those fences, but Obama didn't install them. They have every quarter of a mile, there's a hole in the fence 40 feet wide.
And again, let's be clear. Latin America is literally collapsing right now. Our country's going into a depression. Glenn, I want to pull back, though, and talk about the big picture. You predicted that they would just dissolve the border and that it would cause a giant flood years ago. So tell us what's happening currently and what you predict will happen next.
Well, before he was elected, and you can go on my site and you can see my quote, I said, before he was elected the first time, back in 2008, I said, Barack Obama is the most dangerous person ever to set foot on the American political stage. His election to presidency would amount to national suicide. And that's because I studied him and I know the subject and I know how close he was to the National Council of La Raza. I know how he was trained by Saul Alinsky and that crowd, and I knew that he was embedded with these people, and I knew what he was going to do before he was elected. Too bad John McCain didn't know it. Now, talk about the current thrust. Back in August of 2012, he passed this deferred action for children of aliens, DACA. Now, we had a friend that monitors the border traffic down south of Tucson, and they were getting about 10, in this little area, about 10 actions per day. After August 15th, 2012, it jumped to over 100 per day, and that was a direct result of this DACA action. And even the next year, a senator, a Mexican female senator, came out and said, we are having people rush for the border because of this new policy. And Senator Cruz was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and he pointed out, he said, this has nothing to do with the 2008 law signed by Bush. This has everything to do with that DACA announcement and the word that he spread around the world, south of the border.
Sure, and it turns out there's a deal with Guatemala and Mexico to have Mexico open up its border, something it's never done before. And so I guess the big plan is to get so many tens of millions of new people up here, they just end the border completely, North American Union.
No question about it. That is the plan. And there are other detailed things where he has passed regulations and issued orders that the Border Patrol is not to touch anyone who happens to have a child who is an illegal alien in their custody, even though they're illegal. So he has passed a multitude of presidential orders that essentially dissolve our border.
And it allows the exploitation of children. No one knows who they are. I mean, this is such a crime on so many fronts. It's incredible. This is true lawlessness. Glenn Spencer, AmericanBorderPatrol.com, the best site out there. The incredible intel, the research, the clips he's got of all the racist stuff Mesha and La Raza say. It's incredible. And it's, boy, I tell you, we're going to come back and see what other intel he's got for us on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be back on Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Every breath you take, every move you make, the NSA is watching you in the Big Truman Show. That is our supposedly free society, but they won't control our borders. The TSA's got to check your baby's diaper for a bomb, but the illegal aliens get to walk right through without any papers. Because we have a lawless, out-of-control government. And my show's gone from being radical now to almost passé, because everything we've talked about is coming true, unfortunately. But the good news is there is a massive wake-up happening. Glenn, I want to get you back on for a full hour in the next few weeks now that you've got great internet there. Your Skype is incredible. And I'd love to send out Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs, because he's got the courage to do what you do, go right down on the border in the next few weeks, if you can give him a tour down there, as I know you've given a lot of other media. But in the 6 minutes we've got left, you've got the floor to tell us what's coming next, how we can stop this, where we're going from here. Because if we thought the earlier flood was bad, I'm predicting the next flood's going to be even bigger, and then Obama will use the crisis to federalize the Southwest.
All right, Alex, a lot of people complain about the problem and report on the problem, but what we've been focusing on are solutions, whether it was our unmanned aerial vehicle, our special cameras, our survey. But we have come up with a solution. We have the solution to this system. We call it the sonic barrier, or IdentiSize. And we invented this. Patent is pending, should be issued shortly. We have a system that can be buried in the ground, solar-powered, cannot be seen, that will count everybody who crosses the border and alert where they are and how many. It will detect ultralight aircraft. It is the cheapest thing going. We have developed it. I actually had to set up a private company because we had to patent it.
And now, I remember, you've been working on this, what, 5-6 years?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been working on the idea for 12 years. I ran a seismic oil exploration company in Montana, financed it, started it up, ran it successfully for ARCO, Chevron, and Texaco, and it is an application of oil exploration seismic technology. You can go on bordertechnology.com and look at that video. It'll blow your mind. But the media will not tell you. We have a solution to the border. We can detect and identify everybody who crosses the border from San Diego to Brownsville at a fraction of the cost of what they're using today. We can do it. And I hope your guy comes down and visits us, and we'll show him demonstrations. I'll fly the ultralight aircraft over the system, and an alarm will go.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you tell us when we get off the phone here or the video in a minute, and we will come. We will definitely come next week. I'll send Joe Biggs and one of our camera people there next week for a couple days. You can give us all the tour. We'll do live feeds from there with you. But I remember you talking to me about this 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
And all the military people you've got on your board. Isn't this based on military-type technology?
No, it's oil.
The oil company, but yeah.
Let me say this. One of the big five DOD contractors has been working on this with us for 18 months. They say it's the best thing they've ever seen, but they're frightened. They actually recommended that the U.S. Border Patrol use this technology down in Texas, and after they recommended it, they stopped talking to us. Now, you have to understand, this is the best damn system anybody's ever thought of. Yeah, I can prove it to your guy who comes down. I can show him all the private
stuff. I know, because I know the military special ops and people use seismic stuff to track.
I got an email from Aramco, Saudi Aramco, asking us to bring this system over there. Now, this is the best, but you won't see it anywhere because it is so good that the government is frightened to death of it.
No, I understand. I mean, the seismic is one of the most accurate gauges out there, and they can pick up, they know the human pattern, the computer knows the fingerprint, and they'll know how many people, where they're at, and just boom, right there.
Yeah, but this is a patented approach. We can detect one person walking 600 feet away.
Wow.
The Border Patrol uses seismic sensors. They use one per sensor. We use 12, 240-foot wide ear. We use a powerful algorithm, stuff that nobody's ever thought of before. We can detect ultralight. Every time, our government cannot detect ultralights. They're coming over maybe 150, 200 a year just in Arizona. They can't detect them. They know we can detect them.
Well, look at how Barrett got made in a guy's garage. It's inventors and scientists like you. Glenn Spencer, you really are amazing. I mean, there you were making all that money at an oil company, and then you decided to fight for national sovereignty. What was that, like 15 years ago, 20 years ago?
Alex, I found out how to make a small fortune on the border. Start with a large one.
Hey, Hey, listen, I'm going to get Rob Due to call you in a few minutes. I want to set up sending our guy there next week, and we'll have you on with our crew. Glenn Spencer, thank you so much. AmericanBorderPatrol.com.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with the Matt Drudge Special.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll continue to look at the latest economic news, NSA news, military news, Gaza news, after we take more of your phone calls with pilots and others calling in, all agreeing so far that no, they had to direct that plane into that war zone to be shot down, and that that's the real scandal. People say, why are you defending Russia? I just go where the truth is. My job is really easy. I mean, if I even halfway hold back on something, I can't sleep at night, folks. I'm that kind of person. Call it goody two-shoes, whatever. I just have real problems lying to people or distorting things, even if it hurts me. Even if it hurts me. So I'm just going where the truth is. That's what makes me feel good. And I guess I'm selfish. You know, I should go along with Hillary and Obama and want a war with Russia. I guess, you know, we need a new world war, I guess. You know, I'm a bad person. I apologize. Now, I want to go to this special report that I put together with Darren McBreen, talking about Matt Drudge, and I intro it But the reason I'm doing this is because we have to celebrate heroes of independence, heroes of the little guy, the underdog dominating. That's what America is about. That's what Renaissance is about. That's what freedom's about. That's where almost everything good comes from. And Matt Drudge literally has changed the course of history with the type of news he covers and carries, so that the establishment, the New York Times and MSNBC, can't set the narrative. And the Pentagon talks about this. So that's why I've gone back to this speech from the archives and then backed it up with documentation. After we air it here, we'll post the video for everybody at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I'll tweet it out as well. But I'm premiering it here. It's not up on YouTube yet. It'll be up there in about an hour. Here it is. Matt Drudge predicted the future. Matt Drudge, top futurist. Here it is. It's been more than 16 years since Matt Drudge gave his historic speech at the National Press Club on June 2nd, 1998. At that time, he said that the mainstream media would go bankrupt, that individual bloggers and researchers on the Internet were just as important as the New York Times. The controlled state-run media had a field day making fun of Matt Drudge. But today, their hubris has drained away, and they're no longer as arrogant as they once were. Now we see calls for the FCC to regulate print news and online news, and we see establishment publications like Time Magazine, Newsweek, and the New York Times battling to keep from going completely bankrupt and imploding. It turns out pretty much everything that Matt Drudge said in that 40-minute speech has now come true. Well, Matt Drudge is saying a lot of things today that the mainstream media is still laughing at. Why do they laugh at people that have been proven right over and over again? Here are some of the most important moments, in my view, from Drudge's speech. And we're also adding headlines from over the years to show just how much of what he had to say came true.
This is something new. This marks the first time that an individual has access to the news wires outside of a newsroom. You get to read all the news from the Associated Press, UPI, Reuters, to the more agency French press and the Xinhua. I'm a personal fan of the Xinhua press. And time was, only newsrooms had access to the full pictures of the day's events. But now any citizen does. We get to see the kinds of cuts that are made for all kinds of reasons. Endless layers of editors with endless agendas changing bits and pieces, so by the time the newspaper hits your welcome mat, it had no meaning. Now with a modem, anyone can follow the world and report on the world. No middleman, no big brother. And I guess this changes everything.
More than 10 years after breaking the Clinton-Lewinsky story, Matt Drudge remains more powerful than ever with his website, thedrudgereport.com.
Matt Drudge is a legend on the Internet. Every journalist and politician in America reads his website on a daily basis.
When radio lost out to television, there was anxiety. The people in the radio business were absolutely anxious and demanded government stop the upcoming television wave. Television was very nervous about other mediums coming forward, cable. The movies didn't want sitcoms to be taped at movie studios for fear it would take away from the movies. No, television saved the movies. The Internet is going to save the news business. I envision a future where there'll be 300 million reporters, where anyone from anywhere can report for any reason. It's freedom of participation, absolutely realized.
First of all, you disrespected me, this badge, and my department. You understand me? When I'm talking to you, you shut your mouth and you listen.
Did I not give you a warning?
You gave me a warning. Okay. I have a right in the United States. I know my rights.
I don't give it. You mean the boy?
Obviously, your parents don't put a foot in your butt quite enough, because you don't understand the meaning of respect.
You see this?
Yes, you see this.
You see
I took
this?
The
Floyd. You have a problem with it?
I have a problem.
Then bring your parents down. We'll discuss.
All right.
Go for it.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
You took an I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But we have public officials.
I'm sorry. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything. I don't owe you this comment.
I know.
You have. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
Have you ever been in the ritual?
That's none of your damn business.
Oh.
Great. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine. But don't ask others to respect you for it. If you want to, you can do it. You're free American like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, oh, well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen.
I'm sorry. Nobody sets policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders coming out here?
Yeah, that is a three-pointer. Woo!
What's up, man?
How you doing today, sir?
Good.
You a citizen?
That's my business.
Well, it's our business to ask. Are you a citizen or not?
You can ask. That's fine.
And you have to answer me, or I'll have to detain you until you can either tell me that you're...
Well, I don't have to answer you because I have rights as an American.
Sir, go ahead and pull over there behind that other vehicle if you do me a favor.
No thanks. I'd like to just go on my way.
You can go on your way as soon as you tell me if you're a citizen.
Well, you know, I didn't know that I have to go around proving that I'm a citizen. Do I need to, like, show my papers, like the Nazis, or...
Immigration.
I'm not... Am I immigrating somewhere, or...
Hey, but we're supposed to check my...
Is this Mexico, or...
The United States.
Huh?
Just answer the question, yes or no.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, is this Nazi Germany now? I have to show my papers?
Hold on a second. Get out of the vehicle.
Apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside. This is my door. I'm standing right inside my apartment. Sir, I'm inside my apartment.
The First Lady of the United States recently addressed concerns about internet during a cyberspatial Millennium Project press conference just weeks after Lewinsky broke. She said, we're all going to have to rethink how we deal with the internet. As exciting as these new developments are, there are a number of serious issues without any kind of editing function or gatekeeping function. I wonder who she was referring to. Mrs. Clinton continued, any time an individual leaps so far ahead of that balance and throws a system, whatever it might be, political, economic, technological, out of balance, you got a problem. It can lead to all kinds of bad outcomes, which we have seen historically.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Would she have said the same thing about Ben Franklin, or Thomas Edison, or Henry Ford, or Einstein? They all leapt so far ahead out that they shook the balance. No, I say to these people, faster, not slower. Create. Let your mind flow. Let the imagination take over. And if technology has finally caught up with individual liberty, why would anyone who loves freedom want to rethink that?
If you're an undersecretary at the Energy Department and you're doing an interview and you say one thing, you know, during, you could end up being on the front page of Drudge. Anyone saying anything can get caught up in in the spin cycle in a way that is very damaging. You know, it hurts what we're trying to do on a daily basis, but also is very damaging to that individual person.
And we cannot hide our bad news stories. Bad news gets out one way or the other, and we must come to terms with telling the bad stories as well as the good. When bad things happen, the American people should hear it from us, not as a scoop on the Drudge Report.
The editor of Civilization magazine, Adam Goodhart, wrote a great op-ed in the New York Times talking about, is this really something new, this type of fast reporting, this competitive? I'm very competitive. We're part of the headline generation. He maintains it was a going back to our foundations when the press was found in quite a different atmosphere, when the press would report that the president's mother was a common prostitute brought over by the British Army. Imagine if someone did that now. We have a great tradition of freedom of the press in this country, unpopular press. If the First Lady is concerned about this internet cycle, what would she have done during the heyday when there was 12, 13 editions of a paper in one day? What would she have done with that news cycle? That's the foundation. That's what makes this club great, is the tradition. And I think we have a tradition of provocative press. And that I maintain that I'm the new face on that. I'll take that for a season. But a lot of the stuff I do is serious stuff. I was first to report that the encryption was missing from a Loral satellite, for example, a couple weeks ago. I didn't see the main press reporting that one. So not everything I do is gossip or bedroom. To the contrary, I think that's just an easy label to dismiss me and to dismiss the new medium. But I'm excited about the launch of this internet medium, and I freedom of the press belongs to anyone who owns one.
Tonight, the Drudge Report and InfoWars are once again in the crosshairs as the U.S. government seeks to regulate conservative media via election laws.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist whose stories often make their way from his website, InfoWars, where on any day you can find headlines about vaccines, mass fluoridation, and the 9/11 cover-up, into the so-called mainstream GOP establishment. Alex Jones was a champion of Clive and Bundy from the very beginning.
Because he's saying he'll do whatever he has to not be, have his grazing rights stolen by these pirates.
Drudge elevated the story, and it made its way onto Fox News' airwaves. Next thing you know, so-called mainstream Republicans are calling people like this patriots.
The conservative website that's called The Drudge Report pulled out all the stops today to promote a big, new, bombshell video.
Today, the leading conservative website's headline was this: Civil War, Senate to go for handguns.
I'm an addict. I'm a Drudge addict. Actually, my homepage is actually something else, National Review, but I find myself going to Drudge all the time because as a communications professional, you can tell what's going to come down the pike. If there's a siren on Drudge Report, you're like, oh boy, better go knock on the Oval Office door and let them know what's going to happen.
Walkergate. Yes, we're calling it that. It's the latest Hillary conspiracy theory that set the internet ablaze after the Drudge Report questioned whether Clinton was using a walker in this People magazine cover photo.
Well, internet pioneer Matt Drudge created a firestorm over the weekend, tweeting, "Just paid the Obamacare penalty for not getting covered. I'm calling it a liberty tax."
But a White House representative firing back, tweeting, "Flat lie, no fee for previous years." Scary how much influence he once had.
And then the White House shot back and said, you know, made some cheap shot about, oh, he used to be relevant. Are you kidding me? Matt Drudge used to be relevant? Let me give you the numbers. In 1 month, go on the website, almost 810 million unique views on the Drudge Report.
I guess that's a nice Twitter fight between the White House and Matt Drudge.
People had suggested I start a mailing list. So I collected the emails and set up a list called the Drudge Report. One reader turned into five, then turned into 100. And faster than you could say I never had sex with that woman, it was 1,000. 5,000, 100,000 people. The ensuing website practically launched itself. Last month, I had 6 million visitors, and I currently have a daily average larger than the weekly newsstand sales of Time magazine.
Check out these numbers. About 33 million visits in just the last 24 hours alone, almost 900 million in the last month, and get this, over 11 billion in the last year. Some people love them, some people hate them, and the White House may fear him because they can't control him.
Anyone, for any reason, can launch a website. Little to no money, internet connection, local phone. The modem lets you cover the world. The modem lets you read what's happening if there's an earthquake in Alaska seconds after it happens. I think that's fun and dramatic, for free, by a medium that was built by taxpayer money. So, perfectly realized. And, again, let the future begin.
Any way you look at it, Matt Drudge is now a global icon. Not just here in the United States, but worldwide. He is an example of independent, true media challenging the Goliath state-run systems. Matt Drudge is a visionary and a futurist, and I admire him because he's a folk hero. He's a grassroots person who was able to basically leverage his instinct for the pulse of the people and change the way the world sees news and information. And he's also had the courage to not just carry InfoWars.com stories, but countless other grassroots media stories and really change the narrative towards one that is more based on reality and empowering the people and liberty. Matt Drudge is classic Americana, and he's a great example, not just to our generation, but future generations to come. And when the history books are written on the info wars and the media wars of the 20th and 21st century, Matt Drudge's name will be right there at the center. Now, that's powerful broadcast over radio, but in the next 30 minutes, we'll post the video up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm going to tweet it out. And even if you don't like Matt Drudge, you should understand, folks, that he promotes the entire political spectrum of thought, not just libertarian or conservative ideas. And so many times, we wouldn't have beaten gun control legislation or other really bad things when the fight is just so close if Drudge wasn't there. Drudge has helped InfoWars.com to a massive degree and, you know, caused the White House to respond to what we're doing and what we're saying. And overall has fought against the police state, the surveillance grid, the cloning. Back when Drudge used to do a Sunday night radio show, I would listen every time I could. And it was a more, you know, calm, professional version of what I do here on air. Back at the time, I've gotten a little bit more professional over the years. But the issue is we need to get the people involved in media. I'm so dedicated to this, I've already skipped a break last hour, and I just skipped this break. That's how we fund the whole operation. It costs thousands of dollars every time I do it. That's how dedicated I am to this, is that I just can't stop working. I can't stop thinking. I can't stop trying to figure out how to not be a slave. And how to expose that we knew the NSA was listening to people through their cable boxes 16, 17 years ago. I'm on record. We knew the smart meters were going in many areas 10 years ago. We knew about the urban warfare gun confiscation plan 18 years ago. And the fact that we've been exposing it and you've been exposing it means we've held a lot of it off. Even though now it's starting to come to fruition, people always say, it's one of the simple labels to throw at us for non-thinking folks and propagandists who are targeting non-thinking people. Oh, where's the FEMA camp? Where's the New World Order? Where's Big Brother? Where's the... It's happening. Our government's funding Al-Qaeda. They're murdering Christians everywhere. There's total surveillance. Microphones being put up nationwide on street corners. Been going on for about 20 years, but now it's ubiquitous. It's going in everywhere. The flesh-eating bacteria, the diabetes doubling, tripling, quadrupling, the cancer rates exploding, the people's language shrinking, people obsessed with their smartphones. It's all happening. But there'll be a renaissance against all of that, and you are that renaissance. You, believing in yourself, starting a blog, radio show, a vlog, starting a video piece on YouTube, and not infighting like Cass Sunstein and the Pentagon go out with bots trying to stir you up with all the racist stuff they put up on both sides, but just sticking to issues, sticking to what the technocrats are doing. We are the vast majority. And the vast majority do want freedom and private property and do want true diversity of media. And I agree with Matt Drudge. We're going back to where every major city had up to 10 to 15 newspapers. Small towns would have two or three. Because that's how everybody got their news before radio and television got really big. And so you had reporters battling for the scoops, battling for the latest info, battling for the dirt. And it made us a much freer society. And people wanted that morning edition and that lunch edition and that evening edition and that late, late, or that extra, extra. You know what extra, extra means? It's an extra edition. The newspaper stands were just packed full of just, oh, my gosh, what happened here? What happened there? And if somebody was wrong, they'd get sued, and there'd be court cases, and there'd be fights over it. And it was exciting. It was like the Internet. 1920s-type newspapers, 1900-type newspapers. Places like New York City had 20-plus daily papers or more. Dallas had more than 8 papers. It was down to 2 when I was a kid, now 1. It was the Dallas Times Herald and the Dallas Morning News. My mom worked at the Dallas Morning News. We're going back to that, and they don't like it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what conspiracy theory labels are. Oh, InfoWars is questioning why the plane flew that flight path. Yeah, he wears a tinfoil hat. Boston Globe said, the tinfoil hats are out. And Weird Al Yankovic came out and said, the tinfoil hat people. Boy, how intellectual. You don't believe known liars in government. And so you got a tinfoil hat. Or you got Harvard studies that fluoride lowers IQ by about 10 points in children if they drink it for just a year. And 7-fold increase in bone cancer. I mean, what's their answer at the city council? They call me a tinfoil head up on the dais and make fun of me. And the local radio stations make fun of me and go, yeah, the nutcase that thinks that, you know, Martians are putting stuff in the water. No, Martians aren't doing it. The globalists are. The Nazis and the Soviets put fluoride in the water, and that's in 2 different Pulitzer Prize winning literally, I mean, it's just so stunning to see how they are denying all of this. And how they're saying, you just can't even ask questions. But we are going to ask questions, and you don't control the narrative anymore. And we don't believe anything you say anymore. And we're learning how the world really works right now, together. There's the headline. Weird Al channels Alex Jones, a conspiracy-laden Royals parody. Yeah, if you don't like royalty, then you're insane to put a tinfoil hat on. That's base propaganda, like you're a moron, targeting you like you're a fool, and you see the tyranny, you see the lies, and they just go, tinfoil. That's your intellectual response, is to say tinfoil. And to make fun of people that think there's fluoride in the water. There is fluoride in the water. Now, before I go any further, please support this operation. It's also important, even if you don't want to be part of the new media, the new dominant media, the new free media, the open media, to support real media and to promote it, tell people about it word of mouth, and to purchase products from the sponsors of our local AM/FM affiliates of InfoWars.com. To go to InfoWarsLife.com, we finally got in more of the Silver Bullet. Haven't had it for 2.5 months. It will sell out very, very quickly at InfoWarsLife.com. The best colloidal silver out there, bar none in my view. Done amazing things when I've been sick, when nothing else worked. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We have a special on the fluoride shield. It detoxifies a whole bunch of stuff and chelates. With the Nation Iodine Survival Shield, 25% off both of those respectively. And that special is going to end soon. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for supporting InfoWars. You're standing right beside us. You deserve as much credit as...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at CloudHashing.com. CloudHashing.com is one of the fastest fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.